I've been working all day long. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Yeah, yeah, taters and tomatoes and a bed ain't old.
Stop, 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 stop!
Stop, you're breaking my heart, yeah! How come you like to do me like you do? Stop, you're driving me wild. It's tough to take it and grin, and how you're roughing it in, because you know that I'm in love with you. I'm so, you're so, oh, I don't know, I'm just losing all hope. You're much, too much. I'm just about at the end of my rope, so stop upsetting my car. Look out, I'm starting to burn. The worm will certainly turn if you don't stop, 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 stop. You're breaking my heart.
Maxine Sullivan, along with Claude Thornhill and the orchestra, going back to June 1937. Stop, you're breaking my heart. It gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We've got all sorts of great vintage sounds for the next 5 hours. Our opening set this week belongs to Cab Calloway. Cab's a regular during hour number one. And I think the last time out, we played some of the last studio recordings he did with the big band while the big band was still intact around 47 or so. What we're going to do this week is go to the very beginning. His first record actually will be featured in this next set, but these are all from 1930 and 1931, and he was just beginning to develop his style. It's Cab Calloway.
Brother Ann, Sister Ann, I got you,
you got you, all of our children got you.
Brother Ann,
yeah,
Sister Ann,
yeah,
oh, hear my preaching do. Brother Ann, Sister Ann, the good book teaching I've been reaching you.
Ain't it true,
Sister, stop the aisle, all dressed to kill with style. You wink your eye and smile, is that religion? One thing I do despise, you catch my deacon's eyes. That's where the weakness lies, is that religion?
Tell us all about it.
You see your parson's face. Don't notice you got him so pre-planned. Now you don't dump my well, my money nor my text. Now tell me, is that religion? You know there's wanna be some cheating deal. You all done took me off my knees, trying to get your boss skin. Now you don't dump my well, that ain't religion.
Thank you. About Minnie the Moocher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest rail. But Minnie had a heart as big as a hay whale. Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy,
ho. Howdy, howdy, ho.
She loved him though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown. He showed her how to kick the gong around.
Showed her how to kick the gong around.
Howdy ho!
Howdy ho!
Howdy ha!
Howdy ha!
What a weevil!
What a weevil!
Dream about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with a platinum wheel. Waddy, woody, way.
Waddy, woody, way.
Now he gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1,000,000 worth of nickels and dimes, and she sat around and counted them all a million times. Howdy, howdy,
howdy, howdy.
Oh, many,
oh, many.
A set of real early Cab Calloway. In fact, the one got a darn good reason now for being good. It's his very first record from July of 1930. The band at this point had only a couple of known players, and I'm not sure that they were known at this point. He had Lamar Wright, who had done recordings behind classic blues singers playing trumpet. Also, Foots Thomas, I think, was playing alto in the band at this time. And then a couple sessions in, he got a hot trumpet player by the name of Reuben Reeves, who made records under his own name and also accompanied Cab's sister before Cab ever made a record. It was Reuben Reeves and the River Boys. The one guy that I was curious to see, he started out with a piano player named Aries Prince. But it wasn't until 1931 that the guy who was with him for so many years, Benny Payne was his name, was his piano player. And they were together right up until the end. I think maybe the last year or two that he had the big band, Benny went his own way. But weren't many well-known players in the band at this time. We started out with, do you call that religion? Is that religion? December of 1930. Then one from July 1930, his first record, Got a Darn Good Reason Now for Being Good. We listened to the latest one of the bunch, May 1931, a thing called Levy Lowdown with Benny Payne on piano. Then his first recording of the standard in his songbook, Minnie the Moocher, this one from March of 1931. I'll bet we could probably find about five or six different versions that he did over the years. And we wrapped it up with a side from October 1930 called Happy Feet. Real, real early Cab Calloway, their opening set. Up next, let's call, this is Cootie Williams and his orchestra, but it was his featured vocalist that we're going to listen to here, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, doing among the earliest of what tunes that would be classic in his songbook.
but my baby don't love me. I love my baby, but my baby don't love me. That's why this song is called Things Ain't What They Used to Be. I went to see my baby. She asked me for a key. She asked me for a key. She said goodbye, Mr. Clean Head. Things ain't what they used to be.
Every time I leave home, you bite me in the back. That's why I don't want you hanging round my home no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy, somebody sure has got to go. I come home in the evening, my day's work is done, my bed's all torn up, and my supper's never done. That's why I don't want you buddy. Somebody sure has got to go. Chicken and duck. That's why I don't want you hanging round my wife no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy, somebody sure has got to go.
Yeah, there's Eddie Cleanhead Vincent and his classic recordings. Actually done while he was a member of the Cootie Williams Orchestra. He was the straw boss over there, played alto and sang these tunes. First Red Blues, or Cherry Red as it was known, from January 1944. Then covered Ellington's Things Ain't What They Used to Be from January 1944. Those two at the same session. And the other two were at a separate session in August of 1944. Is You Is, or Is You Ain't My Baby, and then Somebody's Got to Go. And those were all done on the Majestic label. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, Cootie Williams, and the orchestra. That's one of the overlooked black big bands that we feature from time to time, because I don't know anybody else around the country that plays them these days. Let me remind you that you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. This first hour, of course, is always devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville. That's the jazz side of the blues. A lot of the big bands had guys who would come in and sing blues, women as well, like this next one. We started the hour with Maxine Sullivan and Claude Thornhill and his orchestra. Claude, who was a white guy, she does some really good stuff with Benny Carter and his orchestra, so let's give those a taste here. First two were done for the Bluebird label in 1941, and then she scored with Benny Carter a couple more years, five more years, on the Deluxe label from February 1946. It's all Maxine Sullivan, accompanied by Benny Carter and the orchestra.
Thank you.
man in the mood for loving you. Midnight, the time I long for your returning, I feel the glow for you still burning, because my heart forgets that we are through. I can sleep to see you, that's an old, old scheme. I can keep or free you when I dream, dream, dream. Midnight, the magic hour when lovers wake up. I'd rather sleep and never wake up than go on dreaming dreams that won't come true. And the flowers, where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes, and the difference is you.
Thank you.
shouldn't care, but I'm the caring kind. My loving you gets me nowhere. You're not the kind who'd care, and I'm the caring kind. Oh, I'm the weeping kind, the stay at home and get no sleeping kind, the kind who never will be smart until you break my heart. 'Cause I'm the caring kind. I keep hoping when tomorrow comes, my love will be just as close as two can be. But I know I'll wind up with the crumbs of love. Still, it's good enough for me. 'Cause I'm the caring kind, and darling, just as long as you don't mind, I'll take my chances, it or miss, living from kiss to kiss. 'Cause I'm the caring kind.
Maxine Sullivan, and all four of those sides featured Maxine, accompanied Benny Carter and the orchestra. The first two from 1941, April 1941, on the Bluebird label, Midnight, and then What a Difference a Day Made. And the second two were done for the Deluxe label about 5 years later, February 1946, The Caring Kind and Looking for a Boy. It's Maxine Sullivan, Benny Carter and the Orchestra, on Blues Before Sunrise. Time now for some Hep Harmony with the Charioteers.
And stolen flowers, please, Mr. Florist, the lady has others to wear. I didn't send them, and never dreamed that they'd be there. 24 hours made such a difference. They placed us in worlds far apart. Please, Mr. Florist, cancel the flowers with a dream in my heart.
Last night at the door, I met a boy with flowers for. I knew the answer when she sighed.
The name on the card of the flowers that came.
Cancel the flowers, please, Mr. Florist. I'm sure that you now understand. She never planned to part with her hand. When she gave me her hand. I'm sure that you now understand. She never planned to part with her heart when she gave me her. Thank you.
always taught me never to ignore nobody. But there's one person that I hate to see, and that's my landlady. She knows exactly when you're old. She don't need no almanac to show. She don't even care about your funds being low. That is, my landlady. But deaf like a goat through the hall, she's always sneaking. You owe your rent round your door. She starts sweeping. You in the room crazy, holding your head, thinking, what use can I give my landlady? She can look directly in your eyes. She seems to know exactly when you tell the lie. If there's one female I do despise, my landlady. Flirting on the street the other day on the QT. With a gal that looked like she was over a block from me. And when I got up close enough, it turned out to be my landlady. If the law would only allow me to have full sway with the third degree, the first person I'd put foot would be my landlady. Death like a goat through the hall, she's always sneaking. You owe your rent round your door, she starts a sweeping. You in the corner crazy, wondering, thinking, what excuse can I give my landlady? She never has any bought believer. She's a champion Samsonton keyhole keeper who goes through your trunk like a vacuum sweeper. My landlady.
It was on the Columbia label, January 1913. Famed black comedian Burt Williams and My Landlady to round out the set. We started with The Charioteers from November 1941, Cancel the Flowers, featuring the high note work of Billy Williams. Then we listened to Pete Johnson, Albert Ammon's team together for a thing called Cutting the Boogie from May 1941, and James Haskins staying tastefully out of the way of both Boogie Woogie Masters, and that brought us to Burt Williams and My Landlady. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with our number two to take us up to station ID. Let's call on Earl Bostick.